This chazar is echinish b'achach chesach shag b'mi yudim seches chulun daf tzadik ches. The Gemara has quoted the ruling of Rav Nachman that an egg becomes bottled in 60, but the oster egg itself is not counted in the count of 60. Rav Yehuda Barav and Yehuda Abaye, we find that eggs do not impart flavor into the things that they're cooked. Abaye said we're discussing an egg with a chicken side, which does impart flavor. However, a regular egg of a non-kosher bird would not give off flavor. The Gemara Brisa says if kosher eggs were cooked together with non-kosher eggs, if the non-kosher eggs impart flavor into the kosher eggs, they're all oster. We see that even regular eggs do impart flavor. And from the Brisa is also talking about an egg with a chicken side, since it has a chicken side. The Brisa refers to it as a non-kosher egg. For the Gemara, the Brisa continues and says if eggs were cooked and an unhatched chick was found in one of them, if that egg with the chick imparts a flavor in the other eggs, they're all lost. Now, since this part of the Brisa clearly discusses an egg with a chick, it must be at the earlier parts of the Brisa discussing an egg without a chick. And for the Gemara, the second part of the Brisa is explaining the first part of the Brisa and says when the Brisa says non-kosher egg, it's referring to an egg with a chick inside. This must be the way to understand the Brisa, Zok Tamar, because if you're going to say that the first part of the Brisa is discussing where there's no chick, then in the case where there's no chick, the Brisa says that the eggs become osers, and surely in a case where it had a chick, they would become osir, and there would be no reason to even state the second part of the brisa altogether. The Gemara says, no, it's not a valid proof, because it may be that the second case is mentioned to make it clear that it's a second case that's discussing an egg with a chick, and the first case is not. So, there was a kezayis of chela that fell into a pot of meat. Rav Ashi was measuring to see if there were 60 times the osir and wanted to include it into the calculation of the 60, all the food that was absorbed into the walls of the pot. The Rabbanan said to him, do you think that the walls only absorb mutter things and not osir things? Mar says it was a half kezayis chel that fell into a pot of meat. Mar Bar Avashi wanted to make it bottle by measuring that they were to see if there were 30 half kezayim of heter. His father told him, "I told you that you may not treat their measurements lightly, even when dealing with the drabon and the kaisurim." Also, Rabbi Yochanan said that chatzi shir half shurim, like a half kezayis, is actually also even deraisa. Mar continues, "Hashem bar Abba, the name Rav Idi bar Gershom, in the name of Levi bar Prota, in the name of Rav Nachman, in the name of Rav Biryam." The name of a certain elder who was Rabbi Yaakov said, in the house of the Nasi, they said, if an Osir egg was cooked with 60 of Heter, they're Osir. If it was cooked with 61, Mutter. Rav Zera said to Rav Shem Bar Abba, you're stating something that's a matter of question between the great Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi and Rav Shulman Nachmeni, who both said in the name of Rav Shulman Levi that an Osir egg that was cooked with 60 eggs, the eggs are Osir. If it was cooked with 61, the eggs are Mutter. They asked, is the Osir egg allowed to be counted as one of the 61, or does it have to be 61 besides the Osir egg? Now you, Rav Shem Bar Abba, seem to clearly state that the 61 can even include the osir egg. The Gemara says, Rechelba in the name of Rav Huna said, an osir egg that was cooked in 60 eggs plus itself is osir. If it was cooked in 61 eggs plus itself, it's mutter. Talking about that, a person came with a mixture of isser and heter, where there was 40 times as much heter as there was isser. Rabbi Gamliel told him, my father would not say it was mutter even if there was 47 times as much heter, so I certainly cannot be mata this mixture. A person came with a mixture of isser and heter where there was 43 times as much heter as there was isser. Shimba Rebbe told him, my father would not say it was mutter even if there was 45 times as much heter, so I certainly cannot be mata this mixture. A person came with a mixture of chia. Chia told him, you don't have even 30 times as much heter as there is isser, so I can't say that it's mutter. The Gemara, this seems to say that if there was 30 times as much, he would have been matir it. And if tomorrow, Chanina said, Rechia's response should not be taken literally. He meant to say, you don't even have 30 times, and you're asking whether we can be matir it. So, Rechia said, all other things in the Torah become bottled in 60. Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said to him, Rebbe, do you really say that? We find that Rabbi Asiya, Rabbi Shmuel Levi, and Rabbi Kapar said, all other things in the Torah become bottled in 100. Mar says that they both based their views from the cooked leg of the Nazir's carbon shlomim, with a part that's only mutter to the kohen is cooked along with the rest of the ram. The view that says things become bottled in 60 holds that we measure the meat and bones of the leg given to the kohen against the meat and bones of the rest of the ram, and that's the ratio 1 to 60. The other says that we only measure the meat of the part given to the kohen against the meat of the rest of the ram, and that's a ratio of 1 to 100. In fact, Mar Brisa says that the allowance for a non-kohen to eat the Nazir's ram, even though it was cooked together with the leg that's only permitted to the kohen, is a unique allowance. Presumably this means that we can't learn from there to other cases of Yisurim in the Torah. After tomorrow, Abaye said, the Braisa means it's unique according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that items of like kind that became mixed do not become bottled. The Braisa says, in the case of the Nazir's ram, it does become bottled. Why don't we learn from the Nazir's ram to other cases of like kind mixtures that to teach that they become bottled? After tomorrow, we learn from the pasuk of V'lochach midam ha'par midam ha'soyer that a like kind mixture does not become bottled even though the two bloods are mixed together. The pasuk refers to them as two different bloods. Why do we choose to learn from the pasuk of the bloods instead of learning from the case of the Nazir's ram? And for the more, the case of the Nazir's ram is the Chiddush, because it's the case of in which we the Chatchila mix things and make it bottle, which is something that we're typically not allowed to do. Therefore, we cannot learn from over there. In fact, more, if so, we should not even learn out the 160 or the 1 to 100 ratio from there either. And for the more, learning this ratio is a Chumrah, because the rights of other things become bottle in a simple majority. To learn a Chumrah, we do even from a Chiddush.